If she won't fuck, I won't make her.
If y'all don't understand what's going on right now, I don't care. I am here to let you know I ain't beefing with nobody. I don't got no issues with nobody. You really don't understand where I'm coming from with this. For those who not know, this podcast was going to be half-assed done. I was supposed to record on Tuesday so I could drop today, which is Friday, which you're hearing is probably Saturday morning. It does not matter. The point is, I was going to do this podcast at my crib on Tuesday. And for those who not know, I had my son all weekend by myself. Well, longer than all weekend. My wife went out of town on Thursday. She got back Monday night. And so, look, I was a single parent for 5 days, and that shit was rough. Rough. But in that, on Tuesday, I had this grand idea, like, oh, I'm going to get out. I'm going to go do a podcast to celebrate. I don't know why that would be a celebration. And none of that happened. I was tired. You know what I'm saying? I had shoots to get to. I had editing to get to. And so I didn't record. And then Wednesday, I was like, I'm going to do the pod. Forgot to. And yesterday, I was trying to do the pod at my crib with my mic and everything. And it was just, the energy wasn't right. I was zoning out. So here today, we are here to do the podcast. Handcuffs for that. And I want to welcome everybody to episode 113. Sorry for the delay. This is the bonus. So don't even trip off of this, okay? First off, before we get started, happy Black History Month to all of my Black photographers, videographers, creatives, hairstylists, makeup artists, estheticians, waxers, flower girls. I don't care. If you're Black, happy Black History Month to you. I want to welcome you. I want to thank you for tuning in for this. Black History Month is super special. But for most of us, especially if you listening to this, you know we celebrate all year being Black. So I'm glad that y'all here. Please, if you're a Black photographer or videographer, please hop in No More Pie by Gavin B. It's a Facebook group where we try to educate, help, and uplift each other. And if you're not Black and you in that group, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Let me give a little hand clasp for them too. Because you understand the assignment. You know what we're doing in there. And you are a part of our community as well. And we're super grateful for you too. But back to my Black folks. I want to encourage everybody to do something. If you're a listener, if you're a videographer, if you're a photographer, or if you're just a client and you just like this podcast, shout out to you too. Please go put something in a Black person's hand, whether it's money, whether it's an opportunity that you could put in their face, whether it's a business card or somebody that can elevate their business, or it's just an opportunity. Please do them that solid. To celebrate them, to help them, and to help them grow. A lot of us need to book a Black photographer, and you can start in this month and you can continue it for the rest of the year. I look around sometimes and I notice that, I'm looking around and I'm noticing a lot of us have terrible branding photos, which is weird because we are a visual arts, artists. We are selling the experience. We are selling the art of photography to clients. And we ourselves have trash photography. All right? I'm going to keep it a buck. And I'm going to go a step further and say, yo, y'all got to quit with these self-portraits. All right? Go hire a professional, somebody who you personally deem as an expert, and allow them to take your pictures, to give you an experience so that you can learn and grow. I'm watching too many photographers do self-portraits. They set up their lights in their office or their home, their garage, their living room. You put up that backdrop. You sit there on that stool. You hunched over. Your head is not high enough, and you're wasting time taking mediocre pictures just so you can say, hey, I got a branding headshot. No. Look, I get it. We all trying to figure out ways to stretch our money. Yo, scratch that. Take the few $100s. Go find a photographer who you love, who work you love, who you want to learn something from. Say, hey, I want to book you to take my branding photos, and watch how your business grows off of that one session. I promise you it's going to be life changing. I promise you it'll change your brand and it'll change your outlook on photography. Shout out to Fernando. I had the opportunity to book him for my branding photos last year, at the end of last year, the top of this year. And it changed everything for me. He was not the first photographer I've worked with. He's not the first photographer I booked. But he changed my outlook on so much, because I remember sitting there and I remember working with him and him making me do things that I did not want to do or I wasn't comfortable with doing. I told him straight up. I was like, look, you are the photographer. I'm the client. Whatever you say, I'm going to do. And I know I was awkward with some shit. I knew I was not fully there. I know, some things he was trying to me to do. And I was worried about me looking goofy versus just trying it out, which I know had to be tough for him. But I'm super grateful for him because we had the opportunity. You know, I got the opportunity to laugh. I got the opportunity to understand. I got the opportunity to realize, like, yo, he made me sign a contract, right? And by the time we got done, finished with the contract, I realized, like, oh shit, in 2022, I need to make sure I'm sending everybody a contract. And I did that. And I'm super grateful for him for that. Just the way he processed, the way he presented his pictures, his turnaround time, just the variety that we did, I'm super grateful for and thankful for. And look, I was able to take some things and implement it in my business. Like I said, he wasn't the first. I remember when I first started in photography, I hired Designs by JK. Excuse me. Scratch that. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I hired Designs by JK to do my wedding photography, right? Some things I learned from him, him being my photographer, him, his contract, him, his setup, his consultation skills. I was like, okay, I need to be taking this, and that. Plus, I got bomb ass wedding photos, right? Shout out to Henry Jones Photography. He helped me out with my maternity shoot with me and my wife. Super dope opportunity. Super amazing way to grow there. I would shout out Eben, but she's a screw up. Well, she screwed up. Excuse me. Whatever. Eben did my proposal. Would never hire her again, but I learned so much. You know what I'm saying? In that situation. And I think a lot of us saw on the news. A lot of us learned a lot. But that's not the point. shots fired. Still, I have no beef with nobody. But I learned so much in that situation. So I'm encouraging all of us to continue to grow, work with a photographer. And if you are a self-portrait person, I'm not saying that you can't create dope self-portraits. Sometimes self-portraits are cool, but it shouldn't be your end-all be-all. That's all I'm trying to say. But happy Black History Month. This today is episode 113. If this is your first time listening, I want to welcome you. If this is your last time listening, I want to say goodbye. I still gotta change this intro, don't kill me.
Welcome to the Paid and Exposure Podcast.
Let's get it.
A podcast about helping our community of photographers to reach the next level in their business.
We just leveled up.
Hosted by Key,
aka Key No No,
and Charlotte photographer Gavin B.
We unscripted, we keeping it real. Let's get it.
Wrap it up.
What? Shut up.
Wait, so I can't pay an exposure?
Hell no. You cannot pay me an exposure. All right. So we have an interesting topic today. I want to go back to our topic of how to be a dope photographer. And today I want to talk about not equipment, but education. Education in photography is a super interesting concept because for me, it's one of those things where it's super necessary, but it can be super wide open and it can be super dangerous at the same time. And first of all, before we even get started, I have to give y'all my background in photography, education wise. I went to the University of North Carolina at Charlotte. I studied psychology for all of a semester. My advisor run me into the office. He said, she said, hey, looking at your scores, might be best if you find a new, major. And imagine that. Imagine being 18 in college. It's your first semester. You're studying something and, you thinking this, you pick that major because most of the time your first major in school is something that you've been thinking about, you've been wanting to do for forever, right? Because you think that's your calling and it's your dream. Imagine doing all that just to get told, yo, no, not for you, buddy. You should probably find something else. So that's what I end up doing. Hold on. I had to tighten up this damn mic. So imagine that, right? And so we get to this point. I go find the computer department and I study computer software. I got 90% done with that. Realized like I don't even like this. So I started studying communications and I got a minor in communications with a major in computer software. Boom, bam, that's it. no photography education at all. Didn't study it. And the funny part was I picked up my camera when I was 18. So I was playing around with it at 18 just to realize I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Shout out to my homeboy Jamar, who was a photographer at that time. He was killing it. Well, he was learning so much. And I was like, he was just halfway doing it. You know what I'm saying? He just studied photography in college because it was interesting to him, but he didn't have a business or nothing like that. And I had the business and I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Fast forward that a young lady at my job, who I now call my wife from time to time, all the time. But anyway, I remember sitting with her and she came to me and was like, yo, I got you a class at the Light Factory. And I started taking classes at the Light Factory. If you've heard my reviews on the Light Factory, you already know how I felt. The first class, I learned nothing. After that, I realized I knew nothing. It's super helpful. I encourage anybody, especially if you're starting off with photography, please, if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, go to the Light Factory. Sign up for their classes. It's to be the best 250 that you're ever, or it might be 300. Be the best 300 you invest in your photography career. One, because you actually get educated, but then two, it creates a community. There was a guy who was in my class that I took in the Light Factory in like 2013. There's a guy who I has spoken to. Shout out to Will. Since 2013, I have spoken to Will every day of my life. Every day we talk. That's how deep the Light Factory goes. So, fast forward, education is super important. After that, I attended YouTube University, and I had this unique thing where every time I would have an idea or a question, I would go just type it in YouTube, type in a word, type in photography beside it, and I would just watch and soak in and go try out stuff and practice. You have to practice photography, but keep that in mind, but we're not talking about that today. So education is super important. I want to give everybody two examples of education opportunities and why education, seeking education and understanding why education is important. I am maybe been taking pictures for 2 years at this point, 2 or 3 years. And I go into a camera store that's in Charlotte that will remain nameless because they ain't getting no plug off of me. And I walk in and I say, hey, I need some studio lighting. They sold me a light. Boom. It worked. No big deal there. I go back 2 years later and I am seeking. I need a bracket, a Bowens mount for some type of modifier that I was going to put on it on my camera. I go there and I say, hey, I bought this light from you guys. They say, hey, the light is actually discontinued. I said, well, do you know what light I'm talking about? The guy said, yes, we do. I know exactly what light you're talking about. We used to sell them here. We sold out of them, but they're discontinued. I said, well, I need to put this modifier on that light since you know exactly what light I'm talking about. I said, will this fit? He goes, yes. I said, cool. He said, yes, it will fit. I said, cool. I said, well, should I get it? And he said, because he was being real shady. He goes, it will. You can make it fit. And I go, well, no. Do I need it for this modifier in my light? He said, the mount, the bracket that you're buying will fit on your light. I don't know if it's going to fit on your modifier, but it could. And I go, so do I need it? He said, all I'm saying is your mount, your Bowens mount, that this bracket that you're buying will fit on your light. Buy the light, get it home. I'm YouTubing videos just to realize that the damn bracket does not fit on the modifier. This guy knew it because I had the modifier with me. Like, you know, it was a lot of confusion there. And I vowed to never step foot back into that camera store. And I haven't been back. And just because I did not know enough of what I was asking. If I would have went in there and said, hey, I have a Paul C. Bluff square, a rectangle box or whatever modifier that I want to put onto a Bowens mount, would it fit on this bracket? I could have realized, like, no, it's not going to fit. One, I would have known that. Two, it was one of those situations where I didn't understand that, you know, certain alien bees only fit certain type of mount. I didn't understand mounting. I didn't understand brackets. I didn't understand none of that shit. And he got me. You know what I'm saying? And I got. All right. Fast forward. I'm at the Light Factory. I'm taking intro to cameras, something like that. And I go to the lady. I go to my teacher one day. I get there 15 minutes early. I say, hey, I got a camera. Here's a pictures from my session. She looks at it. She go, I say, hey, why isn't my cousins both in focus? She said, oh, your aperture is too low. Or, you know, you're shooting at a 4.0. You should have been shooting at like a 7.1, something like that. And I go, really? And she looks at me. She goes, yes. She looks and she goes, your work is, it looks like you're trying to do something. Do you have a photography business? And I said, yes, well, I want one day. And she said, come sit with me 30 minutes before every class and we'll go through your work and how you can improve. I showed up every day after that to that class, 45 minutes early, to show her my work. That are two different situations where I could have been educated and only one person took the opportunity. But I was in the same situation. But so the reason why I'm trying to show you, I presented the same situation to two different people, but only one was willing to help. Only one was willing to educate. It's important for you to have some type of knowledge of what you're seeking before you go find you a mentor, because finding a mentor, finding an educator is super important. The reason why I wanted to share that situation from the camera store is because there are several mentors out here currently, especially in these boudoir groups. I'm going to keep it a buck with y'all, especially in the boudoir groups. They're selling guides. They're selling opportunities to educate you for thousands of dollars. And you don't know what the hell you need help for, what you need help on. And so you're just giving up money. I don't know why in the world a new photographer that makes zero money, unless you're just privileged enough to just have disposable income. But I don't understand why somebody would just pour in thousands of dollars to somebody who they don't know. They don't know if this person exists. They don't understand if this stuff even works. They're just in another group and it's a lot of ass kissing and a lot of people are just turning around and just saying, yo, I want to book, you know, your guide is going to help me. So here's $1,500. Here's $1,000. Here's $500. Here's $800. And I got all these guys and I still don't know where to start. I'm here to let y'all know, first of all, in these groups that a lot of people actually have burner accounts on Facebook and they're kissing their own ass in these groups. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all that right now. I know that for a fact. I was actually in a boudoir group and the girl started writing me from her burner account and everybody was like, yo, wait, this is your account too? And she quickly deleted it. You know what I'm saying? So people who have burner accounts and they own things to big up their shit, just to keep it a heads up. Another thing what I want to say is be careful about who you are giving your time, energy and money to, because sometimes more people are in the business of, hey, I'm here to educate and collect money versus I actually am a photographer and I'm here to help photographers. You'd be surprised how many people are selling guides or selling mentorships and selling one-on-one opportunities and they can't even use their damn camera. Sometimes you need to go look at your mentor and go look and say, let me see your portfolio. Like, what is drawing you to those individuals? So a couple of ways I just want to share so I can stop bitching about it. A couple of ways I want to share how you can find the perfect photography mentor if that's what you want to do. A, look at your local school, college, community college. Yo, go email the teacher, go sit and ask the teacher for a meeting. A lot of these places, they're more concerned and love the fact that somebody is interested in photography versus, yo, I just want to be there. I have all these students in my class and they really don't want to be here. Excuse me. So take the time, go speak to these individuals. Look up nonprofits, look up photography schools, look up. I'm not against going to a camera store, figuring out, do they have educational seminars, things of that nature. Find a podcast, this podcast. And honestly, find communities where you can really, it's open-ended and it's welcoming. Like I said, be careful if you finding these folks who really ain't welcoming. They really don't want to talk about shit. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we can find unique ways to, where I can get photographers just to get up and meet up and hang out and talk and chop it up. Because I think it's important for some of us to say, all right, let's just share what we know. I think that's super dope. And I definitely want to make that happen in the future. That's pretty much all I got for y'all today. Like I said, I wanted to make these quick. This is my fourth time recording this from the 3-4 times I did yesterday or whatever. So it's like I already know what I was going to say, so I cut out all that. Next week is going to be a little interesting. It might be some of the same. But however, I do have some guests lined up. And I kind of, you know what, next week we might dive into how Canon killed, how Canon helped oversaturate the market with photographers with these cheap cameras that they had that they're getting rid of. Anyway, I want to thank y'all for listening, and I'm going to holler at y'all next time. I like this song. There's a whole topic to talk about with Canon and how they ruin photography and how now they're getting rid of these DSLRs, these cheap lines of cameras. Yo, what's the point of a T6, 7, and 8? And then y'all got the nerve to do T6, 7i or some shit like that. Oh my God. Also, little announcement. Hold on, let's do some announcements. Please stop sending your friends and family here thinking that they are going to be guests on this show. If they contact me to be guests to promote their business, their brand or something, I will be forced to send them. They got to get charged. A lot of people want to come on here and talk just to hear their voice. This is the wrong place. Get on Instagram Live for that shit. All right. Holla at you. Taste of cotton candy, hit the gas, oh. I'm doing 100, I ain't see the dash, oh. I count my blessings, know I'm moving fast.